Welcome to the summaries of the Living God. The home groups of St. Nicholas Orthodox Church, East Melbourne, are studying the Living God, a catechism published by St. Vladimir Seminary Press. Today's summary is of Chapter 3, The New Adam, The Incarnation. The first section is on the Feast of the Annunciation. That's what the angel Gabriel came and announced to Mary. They point out that, in Greek and Slavonic, the Feast of the Annunciation is called precisely the Good News. The same is applicable in Arabic. Al-Bishara means the Good News. The angel Gabriel announces to Mary the greatest news possible, the beginning of our salvation, when the Son of God becomes the Son of Man. We have studied the creation of the world, the creation of man in the image and likeness of God, and the fall. How can true relations be re-established between God and humanity? How can the image that was lost be found again? How can the resemblance to God be restored? God gives us the answer. Now the book talks about some Old Testament prophecies and signs that pointed to the coming of Christ. The first of these signs is Jacob's ladder. The text says, "And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it." The earth represents mankind, heaven is God, and the two are reunited. When God becomes incarnate, taking human flesh, heaven and earth become reunited. But for this miracle to take place, man must accept God. Mary is this acceptance, for she freely agrees to receive God in her womb. Here is her answer to the angel Gabriel. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." We can now understand why the Mother of God is called the Ladder of Jacob in our hymn. For she is the link between heaven and earth. The second sign from the Old Testament that is given is in the prophecy of Isaiah. "Hear then, O house of David, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, that is, God is with us." Without this free acceptance, God could not have become incarnate. For God never forces a person's conscience and always waits for us to respond of our own free will. Each of us has complete freedom to return God's love. Then some prayers from our hymnography are presented. One is the Magnificat, which is said every Sunday morning during Matins. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his posterity forever. Now we move on to the New Testament and the birth of Christ, or the Nativity of Christ. Here is how the Gospel of St. Matthew presents it. This is chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The book then goes on to comment on the hymnography of the church, on the gospel, and on the icon. For this summary, we will just go through a few elements of the icon, because as the book says, the iconographer is very faithful to the spirit of the gospel. If we reread the two narratives of the Nativity, those of Matthew and Luke, we will find that all the elements are brought together in the icon. One of these elements is Joseph's doubt concerning the virginity of Mary and the divine origin of Jesus. At the bottom of the icon, Joseph sits overwhelmed, holding his head in his hands. He is being tempted by the demon of doubt in the guise of an old shepherd. Saint Joseph will not be the only one in human history to doubt this mystery, which is too great for the human mind to understand. The Magi represent the scientists of antiquity. They are taught by the stars, and because of a star, they set out in search of a newborn king. We also see the shepherds who represent the Hebrew nation who was awaiting the coming of the Messiah. The book says this, which is very interesting. The wise men, that's the Magi, had to search for a long time before coming to God, whereas the shepherds received the good news directly from an angel without intermediaries or preparation. In front of the cave, Mary is reclining in a usual position of childbirth. Her form is monumental. It holds an important place in the composition of the icon. With compassion, she looks at Joseph, who struggles with his doubt, and through him she beholds all of humanity plunged into ignorant darkness. Her hand points to the newborn, and with this gesture, she seems to guide all people toward the Son of God. In conclusion, the book ends with the following paragraph. Christ has come down from heaven to a hollow in the earth. Later he will penetrate to the very depths of hell, in order to raise us up again with himself. Like the shepherds and the Magi, we are overwhelmed by a great joy at the Christmas feast. Nothing can deprive us of this joy, for God is with us, expressed in Hebrew by the name Emmanuel. Thank you for listening to this summary of the Living God. You can download these summaries from www.stnicholas.org.au. That's www.stnicholas.org.au. www.stnicholas.org.au. Look for the home groups link. Glory be to God for all things.